At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is what I'm going to say. For the longest time, this market and this fan base has been dying for a bat and a star player, the caliber of which is a Rafael Devers. They have wanted a guy like this for the longest time. And now you got him. And you got him with team control for the next 5, 6, 7, 8 hours, how many years you want. You can have for the rest of his career if you want, all right? You have him under control. You are spending. The tone of this organization, Joe, has shifted dramatically within the last 72 hours.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We've had John Smoltz on these airwaves. Yesterday he was on there talking about this team being legitimate now. We've had everyone around baseball, the Mark DeRosas of the world, the ML Networks, whoever's on there, the Pedro Martinez, doesn't matter. Everyone's saying the Giants are now for real. They are a force to be reckoned with within that way. Keith Law saying he doesn't think the Dodgers are like the only team to beat in the NL West. No, you got to worry about the Giants now, which felt like, if I was to ask you that a year ago, Joe, you would have laughed in my face.
Probably.
The Dodgers with Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, all still there. And we have Matt Chapman, Willie Adames, Rafael Devers, Jung-Hoo Lee, Elliot Ramos. Now, they're not the household names of those other guys, but the fact that we have a lineup now that could at least be respectable and go toe-to-toe and have the league on notice is the biggest win of this season. And going forward, there are going to be a team now that other free agents are going to be looking at in the off season and say, yeah, they pay their players. I want to go there. Like, that's a place I want to go play for. They have leadership installed. They have a guy in Buster Posey that either I played against, played with, or look up to. And he is about that business. And he is a leader in his own right. So, yeah, I do think this season, no matter what else happens, and I know it sounds crazy if you don't even make the playoffs, which would take, I think, just given the landscape of the National League, that would suck. That wouldn't feel good. But in the totality of everything, it would be a success. Much like, I believe, even if the Lakers had missed the playoffs, the fact that they even got Luka Doncic in a trade for Anthony Davis meant the future was secure for them no matter what. Even if they fell flat on their face and it didn't work, you got your future. Rafael Devers signifies a future for the San Francisco Giants now. So no matter what happens the rest of the way, this season is a success. Do you agree? Do you disagree? 888-957-9570, Joe. Wow. Do I sound insane when I say something like that? Because I truly believe that.
No, I know you do. Look, there's something to be said for if this were last year at this exact same time, we'd be talking about Warrior transactions. Because that's what the audience would want to hear.
Yes.
If this was last year, we'd be talking about contract holdouts with the Niners.
Joe, there's a very realistic possibility because of this Devers trade now, I'm going to be talking about the San Francisco Giants when the Niners are playing football.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
That's kind of crazy.
It is. Look, I hear what you're saying about Devers. I don't want to like disagree with you because I do agree. Like overall, like what they did with this trade is just it's a total paradigm changer. There's no other way to put it. It just changes how I view Buster, the team, this player, that guy. Like they actually did it. Wow.
Ownership.
But Joe, we're also like there's two things here that are at play. Like there's that aspect of like we have not gotten a real legitimate hitter forever. This is also one of the worst stretches of Giants baseball since the 70s. In the 70s, from 74 to 86, before they bounced back in 86, 10 of those 12 years, they were under 500. Right now, they've been 7 of the last 8 years 500 or worse. They have one winning season in the last 8.
I would ask you, Joe, what were your expectations to start this season? Before it started, what were your expectations?
Even before they got Devers, I wanted to be above 500 and try to go for the playoffs.
Okay, you wanted just, at the bare minimum, I think it's kind of what Stephen Curry said, right? You wanted to play meaningful baseball in September.
Joe, they've been eliminated with like a month to go 2 years in a row.
Right.
Okay, like so September meant nothing.
Okay, but that minimum, meaningful baseball games that felt high stakes.
Yeah, going
September.
Into the final week of the season, like I want to be
okay,
in the mix.
There you go.
You know what I mean? I don't want to be like, oh, we got to leapfrog 4 teams to maybe be the final wild card spot.
If I was to tell you December during the hot stove time that, hey, you know what? You guys aren't going to make the playoffs next year, but you get Rafael Devers and you get Willy Adames. Would you take that, Joe?
Yeah, I would. But then I would also say, like, you should make the playoffs with those guys, right? You get where I'm going?
Sure.
Right?
I also should have made the
like,
playoffs.
What went wrong?
I should have made the playoffs with Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani, but sometimes it doesn't happen in baseball.
Yeah,
sometimes,
but I think this, like, the rest of the pitching that they have, and, like, I get what you're saying, like, when you have just those two, but this team. They've got players like you've got an ace in Logan Webb. You've got a closer. You've got an elite bullpen. It's just, dude, since 2016, I was doing some of the numbers. And this includes the 107. They went 107 and 55 for crying out loud.
I know. It's crazy.
107 and 55. Since 2016, their record is 631 and 637.
Definition of mid, right?
6 games under 500.
Right.
And that's with the season where you were like 50 games over 500,
right?
Like, think about that. Think about how bad you've been. In 2021, right, that magical year, your average age of your team was older that year than what the Dodgers are right now, and they're by far and away the oldest average team, at like the average age of players. They are by far and away the oldest team in baseball by almost a full year, all right? You were older than that in 2021. So that's why that didn't feel sustainable. To start this year, you were like basically right in the middle of baseball, being 29 years old, and you added a guy who's under that age in Devers, who's locked up for 8 more years. So, look, I'm optimistic. I'm fired up. 2016, they went 87 and 75. I was hoping you could be around that. Like, that's what I was kind of hoping. Like, And so to you, to your point about like, oh, it's a win. It's like, now you got to go out and you got to win. Like, I want to make the playoffs. I get what you're saying. And like, overall, the franchise is in such a better spot than where they were prior to Buster being here and prior to the Devers deal. Like, I get it, but I can't have Bob Melvin have the same thing happen in San Diego happen here where we got clubhouse issues.
Oh, well, then
I can't have Devers show up here and not perform and be a malcontent like what happened in Boston.
Sure.
Right? Like, it was, is there a meeting? Can we meet in the middle?
Well, I think it was the move itself. And whatever takes place after this, well, we're going to see. If they fall flat on their face, yeah, there's going to be question marks around one Bob Melvin. Is he the right guy for the job going forward? Again, this is Buster Posey's first season in charge as president of baseball operations.
Joe, they've made unbelievable strides.
This is a changing. This is a facelift in the biggest way possible. This is a new era in Giants baseball. And I am so damn excited about it. If I'm a Giants fan right now, like that high, I understand you're on a 4-game losing streak. You want to win the ball games. You want to do all that. And that's going to come in time. Again, I'm not telling you it's not going to hurt if they don't make the playoffs right now. I'm going to tell you it's more meaningful.
So the season's
over. This trade is more meaningful than anything else outside of a World Series or a National League pennant is worth. What took place within the last week is more meaningful there. It's not the level because of the player that Luka Doncic is, but it's Luka Doncic light for me. For what this team and franchise needed, absolutely. Listen to John Smoltz on yesterday about the Devers trade legitimizing the San Francisco Giants. Check this out. This is a Hall of Famer talking about it.
I would say they feel legitimized. I think up until this point, players are never going to admit, and I would do the same thing if I was an active player. You know where your warts are, you know where your strengths are, and you know what's coming down the road, right? Let's just say you're having an unbelievable year, but you know trends won't continue. What did they win, like 6 straight one-run games? Like,
yep. Yeah.
There are outlying years, but you can't live by that model. You can't think you're going to win 25 to 30 one-run games and just keep winning them. But if you build that culture and you build the team and you start getting confidence in the area of your ball club that you know are strengths and the weaknesses don't eke out, then you're good. And so when you get a Devers, you can't help but think, oh man, that just added a bat. We lost this guy, but then we gained this guy. And when Chapman comes back and when things are falling in place, you now feel like you can compete against rosters that might be a little better than you.
He used a term right there, the culture of this team. And that is what Buster Posey is bringing back here. He is bringing back a big market mindset. For the longest time,
that I agree
this
with.
Felt
yeah.
like a small market, and it's not. I am tired of people saying this is a small market mindset. This is San Francisco. This is the Bay freaking area. It's a top 5 market when it comes to everything, in my estimation, whether sports included. It's a top 5 market in America, and they should act like it when it comes to their professional sports teams. We've seen it with the Golden State Warriors. We've seen it with the San Francisco 49ers, and now, finally, we're seeing it with the San Francisco Giants.
I'm so conflicted on this because, like, I agree with you on the Devers part. Like, it did change the franchise.
Yes.
It changed everything. But you also have to, like, win games. And the whole point of this is like, again, it's 7 out of 8 seasons.
I'm going this year.
I know, but yes. 7 out of 8 years, we have been not in the playoffs and under 500.
Listen,
like, I get what you're saying. I'm very conflicted.
Real quick on this.
Okay.
How do you think Lakers fans felt after getting bounced in the first round?
It was probably like, hey, we've got another, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years of Luka. This isn't the worst thing in the world.
There you go. And that's the Lakers who pout and cry. Like, they think it's their birthright to be in finals all the time. Again, I'm not saying Luka is the same player as Rafael Devers.
You know, I live for the
game
so much.
I know you do. I know you do.
I live for the winning and the losing so much.
I know you do. But this is such a big win, though, for them.
I know it is.
It's such a big win for them.
And you know, baseball, I love baseball. Like, and I love talking about baseball. And we've talked more baseball on this station, top to bottom, in the lineup of 95.7 The Game than we've had in years. And they've given us reason to. Like the 916. Joe, this is you, Spadoni. You nailed it exactly right. And that's a perfect synopsis of what the Giants are doing this season. Big picture.
Yeah.
How many people agree with you out there? I'm so conflicted. Because, like, you got to go out and actually do it. You got to win games. Like, I'm with you. I'm all with you. Like, I feel the momentum, the positivity, all that. But I don't spend $182 on Adames for vibes. I don't spend $300 million and take on the contract at Devers for just vibes. You actually have to go out and win games. How many people agree with Joe, no matter what happens the rest of this year, you've already had a great season?
888-957-9570. That's the same number to call or text. 888-957-9570. Sam, you got my ear. You said you got a question.
Yeah, no, I got a question because, like, I'm picking up what you guys are both saying. Like Shasky, what you're saying about how the Giants, you know, won playoff season over the last 8 years, like, that does kind of stick with me. I want to see this team in the playoffs. And there is a part of me that thinks if this team, as constructed, if they fall short of the playoffs, that would be disappointing. But Spadoni, I do agree. Like, having a guy like Devers, it does feel like it elevates the season to a different level. And you brought up the Laker comp there with Luka. Is it different in terms of the expectations, in terms of, like, the Lakers have been consistently in the playoffs the last few years. They do have a title recently in the last 5 years, whereas the Giants don't have that. So when you kind of bring up Luka, and if the Lakers didn't make the playoffs with Luka, you would have said that's a success. Is that because, like, the Lakers have had things going pretty well for them over the last few years, whereas the Giants haven't had that kind of success?
I love that, Sam.
I'd argue a first-round exit for a Lakers fan is equivalent to the Giants just missing the playoffs. For them, it might as well be the same thing.
Okay,
and that's what it's been, to your point, Sam, the last couple of years for them.
People are all over the place on this. Some people, no, you play to win the game. You don't spend this kind of money if you don't get results. The other one, this is the first season, this is 707, the first season in the last 8 years in which a Giants fan like myself can feel excited over the additions on the roster and as the roster going into the season year over year. 650, good hitters go to die in SF. If Devers can buck the trend, all the free agents will come. No one says SF's a small market. It's the fact that big market teams like the Giants sometimes act like small market teams, and this bucks that trend. Wow, I think a lot of people agree with you.
Look at that. 888-957-9570.
But Carter's shaking his head no. Carter's like, you got to win.
I just think, like, this, what we're seeing from the Giants now, I keep saying to Sam, is what I expected last year. Like, right where they are right now.
Yeah, but
I didn't
expect Devers.
Yeah. No, I didn't expect Devers.
Devers aside. No, but I think his point is you can't put Devers aside.
That's the whole point.
It's all about Devers.
It's all about Rafael Devers.
See how it turns out.
It's legitimacy.
Do you agree with Joe? This season is, we don't have to play another game, not like that, but, like, the season's already a success and everything else is gravy. Or, like, are you like me? Like, no, we got to make the playoffs.
No, I'm a win-loss guy.
Listen,
no.
I'm with you.
You know what? And I know we're up against it. We got Will Fleming coming up in 5 minutes, and we'll actually kind of talk about him with that in this regard too, because there is a shifting of both of these franchises a little bit. Boston Red Sox kind of have more of a, and I think Johnny Damon said it yesterday, he used this phrase, they have a Moneyball feel to them right now.
That's crazy.
They're like, Moneyball feel to them, who, obviously, Johnny Damon is one of the catalysts for that entire movie and that the whole mindset of Moneyball, him, Giambi, all that stuff. Like, the Red Sox are operating like a small market team, and the Giants, for once, are feeling like the big market team, at least once in the last decade.
But Joe, my cousin Porter hit me and goes, hey, you want to go to the game Friday? I'm like, yeah, I do. When I go to the game, do I want to be entertained with Devers? Of course, I want to win.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.